Now, boys and girls, as we've moved through the Bible from week to week, we've seen how the Bible is divided up into many different parts and how God deals with different people in those different parts of His Word. Right at the beginning, of course, you have the creation of the world, and then the people that were in the world after the creation, until there came that time when God wasn't pleased with the behavior of many of those people, and so He sent the flood into the world. And of course, that great thing that we're told about, the building of the ark by Noah, and how Noah and his family escaped from the flood. Following on from that, then, you're told about the patriarchs. The patriarchs really mean the fathers, and by that is meant the fathers of the Jewish nation. Those men like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. And then following on from the patriarchs, of course, we're told about Moses, how the children of Israel were in the land of Egypt and how God brought them out of the land of Egypt, brought them in all their wanderings through the wilderness until He brought them into the land of Canaan, the land that He had promised to give to them through Abraham and through Isaac and through Jacob, their fathers. The one that brought them into Canaan, of course, was Joshua. And then you remember, in the land of Joshua, the people were ruled by and delivered by those ones that were called judges. You remember the judges? Not those people that wear those white wigs when we think of judges today, but the people who judged the people of Israel, who ruled the people of Israel, who delivered the people of Israel from all their troubles. And then following on from the judges, of course, then you come to the period of what's called the period of the kings, and those kings then that were to rule over Israel instead of the judges that God had given to them. Now, of course, it's the period of the kings that we've been thinking about, isn't it, over this last number of months, and especially three kings: King Saul, first of all, who was the first king of Israel, and then the great King David, of course, the greatest of all the kings of Israel himself, and then Solomon, who was David's son, and Solomon had reigned for many, many years in the land of Israel. Under Solomon, then, you remember, the land of Israel had a great lot of peace. And under Solomon, of course, the great temple was built for the children of Israel in the land, in the city of Jerusalem. However, you remember that lesson again, that in the Bible, a very, very truthful book, of course, because it is God's word. And we're told even how the best of the people in the word of God, when they sinned against God, then God came and God dealt with their sin. And of course, although Solomon was a good king in many ways, Solomon sinned against the Lord his God. He was disobedient. He married, you remember, those wives who didn't believe in the Lord their God. He brought in those idols. He built those temples for the idol gods. And in all of that, God wasn't pleased with Solomon. And so God had come to Solomon and He said, because you have done this thing and been disobedient to me, He said, I'm going to take away the kingdom from you. And your son isn't going to rule over the kingdom of Israel, but your servant is going to rule over the kingdom of Israel. However, God said, because of David, your father, I'm not going to take away the whole of the kingdom from your family, but I'm going to give one of the tribes, one of the portions of the land of Israel to you. That servant was called Jeroboam, and the son was called Rehoboam. Now you have to get those two words right or you get terribly mixed up. Jeroboam was the servant of Solomon. Rehoboam was the son of Solomon. And so to Rehoboam, Solomon's son, was to be given the tribe of Judah, way down in the southern part of Israel, and to Jeroboam was to be given all the rest of the nation of Israel. So you see the great change then, boys and girls, that was taking part. Up to that point, Israel had been one whole nation under one king only. But from now on, Israel was going to be a divided nation, and there were going to be two kingdoms or two nations, two peoples within the one nation. One of them was going to be ruled over at the beginning by Jeroboam, Solomon's servant. The other was going to be ruled over by Rehoboam, Solomon's son. Now, here's what happened then. One day then, Solomon didn't like that, of course, when he heard that news. But one day, Jeroboam was going out from the city of Jerusalem, and he met a prophet called Ahijah. Now, Ahijah had bought a brand new coat, and maybe it was a very fine coat that he had bought, but as he came towards Jeroboam, he did a very strange thing. He took off his coat, or his cloak really it would have been, and he began to rip it up. And he tore it up into 12 pieces. And he took 10 of the pieces, and he gave the 10 pieces to Jeroboam, and he said, "Here is what God says, because Solomon has been unfaithful to me, I am going to give 10 of the tribes of the nation of Israel to you to rule over them." And so Jeroboam in that way had the message from God through God's prophet that he was going to rule over 10 parts of the nation of Israel. And so he got 10 stripes, 10 pieces out of Ahijah's new coat. The other piece, of course, was to go to Rehoboam, the tribe of Judah. Now you're way ahead of me and you're saying, but that's only 11. Well, boys and girls, there are many puzzles in the Word of God, and you'll hear people speaking about the lost tribe of the children of Israel. Well, maybe then somewhere in there, in those stripes out of Ahijah's coat, you find the explanation of that. But Rehoboam, just one tribe, the tribe of Judah in the south, and then Jeroboam with 10 tribes in the land of Israel in the north. Now, Solomon died. I have to tell you all this for all that's going to come after. Solomon died, and of course, when Jeroboam heard that Solomon had died, he had gone away to Egypt because he was afraid of Solomon. Now he came back, and the 10 tribes began to gather around. And Rehoboam, of course, also Solomon's son, he gathered all the people as well. But the people said to Rehoboam, "Look," they said, "your father, towards the end of his life, he made our lives very, very hard. We had to pay high taxes. We had to work awful hard. And if you're going to be our king, we want all of those things lightened. We're not to work as hard like slaves. We're not to pay all our money in taxes to you." Rehoboam said this. He said, "Let me think about it. I'll go away for 3 days," he said. "Then you come back and I'll give you my answer." At first he did a very wise thing, boys and girls. He went to the older men in the nation of Israel. And he said, "Look, what will I do about this that the people have asked me about?" And the older men said, "Let them have their way. If you work the people too hard, then they'll only be discouraged and they'll rebel against you." Rehoboam thought of that, but he didn't really like the advice of the older men, so he went to some of the younger men. He went to his companions, and they were all very rich, just like he had been. They had never known what it was to be poor. And so Rehoboam said to the younger men, "What will I do?" And they said, "Make their taxes even heavier. Make their work even heavier." And Rehoboam was pleased with that. And he went back to the people and he said, "Look, if my father taxed you, if my father made you work hard," he said, "I'll do it with whips. I'll drive you even harder." And of course, with that, the people rose up in rebellion against Rehoboam. Only the tribe of Judah, indeed, as God had said, was to follow after Rehoboam. And the others then made Jeroboam to be their king. And so then, as I say, from that point onwards, two nations, two people within the land of Israel, the northern part under Jeroboam, which was called Israel, the southern part under Rehoboam, which was called Judah. And of course, God would come and God would deal with both of those people. And then from this point onwards, boys and girls, great prophets rose up. Elijah and Elisha, many, many great men, more kings, queens as well, some evil people. All of this is going to happen now in what we call the divided kingdom in the land of Israel. So you remember that. See how God, very gracious, divides the Bible up for us. And when you read the Bible and learn about the things in the Bible, just to get all of those things rightly in your heart and your mind, so that you can understand how God goes on working and working and working towards the great thing that he is going to do when he sends Jesus Christ, his only Son, into the world. The Bible says, in God's own appointed time, when the fullness of time was come, when everything had happened as God had said, then God sent forth his Son. So you take all of those passages, and from now on then, we'll see how God dealt with the two people within that nation of Israel.